Hi, this is Dr. C, dictating medical report patient. First name is Sarah, S-A-R-A, last name Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. Date of birth is 12-20-1970. Examination date is 3-7-2024. PNX line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after automobile accident, complaining of pain in the neck as well as in the upper back. PNX line, subject to colon. Patient stated that the cervical pain level is 7 or 8 upon exertion, and it is less upon resting. And patient is undergoing physical therapy 3 times a week. Her pain level has decreased. However, her pain during the daily living activity has remained the same. Patient has not started any stretching exercises. Peter, next line. Patient also complained of upper back pain, usually mostly on the left side, and the pain level is 7 or 8 upon exertion, and it relieves after resting. There is no radiation of pain to the hands or fingers or to the lower back, or to the lower extremities, period. Review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, diarrhea, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors or focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Here, next line, social history. Patient lives her husband and a daughter, and she has some help at home, and her pain is worse upon activities of daily living, especially combing hairs or dressing, period. Patient has no history of alcohol use or substance abuse. Otherwise, she was very active prior to this injuries. Period, next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period, next line. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period, next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate. However, the gait is slow. Period, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the soft tissues of the cervical spine and range of movement is limited in all direction. Period. Next line. Upper back examination reveals the tenderness of the scapular muscles and also paraspinal soft tissues and flexion and extension of the upper extremities is causing pain in the upper back. Also, upon activities of daily living, period. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Next patient. Yusuf, Y-O-U-S-U-F, last name Mohiuddin, M-O-H-I-U-D-D-I-N. Date of birth is 02-26-1957. Period examination date is 03-07-2024. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up for diabetes mellitus, and he stated that the blood sugars has been high and ranging from 150 to 200 milligram per DL in a fasting state. Period next line. Patient also came today as a follow-up after echocardiogram, and the results are reviewed with the patient, had a detailed discussion, period. It shows left ventricular ejection fraction is 50 to 55%. and Doppler showed left ventricular diastolic dysfunction, grade 1. Patient also have a mild aortic valve stenosis period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma. Chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma. Nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma. Urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Peter, next line. A past medical history. Significant for diabetes. And he's on metformin 500 milligram, one tablet a day, along with low carb diet. Your next line patient also have a history of hypertension, and he's on lisinopril 5 milligram twice a day as needed if blood pressure was more than 140 over 90. Period. Patient also have a history of hypercholesterolemia. Correction, have a history of hyperlipidemia, and he is on fenofibrate 145 milligram, one tablet by mouth every day, along with low-fat diet. Period. Next line. Social history. A patient lives with his wife and he works full-time work in quality control. Period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. His exercise mostly walking. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is remarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement or thyroid enlargement or bruise. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness, edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. And patient is ambulatory with a slow gait. Period. Next patient. It's Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, last name Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth is 03-14-1952. Period examination date is 03-07-2024. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. The patient came today with chief complaint of cough, comma, shortness of breath, and follow for hypertension and leg swelling. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that for past 1.5 to 2 weeks have cough, which is mostly dry, and there was no blood in the sputum. Period. Patient was not exposed to any serious illnesses and has no recent travel outside U.S. Period. Next line. Patient also have shortness of breath upon usual exertion, which is unusual, and is not associated with any palpitation or sweating. Period. Also, patient came today as a follow for hypertension. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, delusion, comma, ear discharge, comma, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, leg swelling or calf swelling, tremors, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Weird. Next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and he is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 4 times a day as needed. Comma. VP aspirin 81 milligram once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin 10 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of famotidine and she takes 20 milligram once a day. Correction, twice a day. Or acid reflux. Your next line patient has a history of hypertension and is on hydralazine, 25 milligram, 1 tablet twice a day. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife. And home he has the one son. Period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarette or alcohol use or substance abuse. Patient has been walking the dog for several months. Okay, next line. Objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. Your next line is supple without any lymph node enlargement or stridor or bruise. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second ultrasound without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Your next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. A correction, there is a trace of pleural edema bilaterally without any calf swelling or calf tenderness, period. Next line, neurological examination is intact but patient walks with a slow gait, period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan. And all his questions answered to his satisfaction and verbalized full understanding. Period. Next patient. Patricia. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name Owens. O-W-E-N-S. Date of birth is 01-05-1955. Period examination date. Is 01-05-1955, period examination date. 03-05-1954. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. The chief complaint of leg swelling and low-grade without any open wounds. Period. Next line, subject to colon, patient came today with her sister who drove her here from home, and she stated that patient was having a swelling the legs mostly on the right side, but there is no open wounds, and she has been using a ZETIA along with butanide 1 milligram twice tablet a day, period. Next line. In your system, colon, patient denied dizziness, chest pain, headache, leg swelling or calf swelling, tremors, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, period. Next line. objective. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Pure next line, lungs are clear, wire artery is releasing. Pure next line. Extremities has calf and is repeatedly involved. Right leg has slightly reddish area in the front of the leg. There is no calf tenderness or calf swelling. Patient is able to ambulate. However, she used a walking cane. Period. Next line, patient is advised to raise both the legs and use the elastic gauze. And once it is dry, a correction only for daytime. Period. Next line. Patients are next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Pure next line heart examination. Has novel heart sounds without any murmur. Pure next line lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Pure next line. Extremities and no calf tenderness or edema. And right leg exam. Right leg has good pulses. Period. End of dictation.